Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Welcome to the bonus hour. It's 720 WGN, WGNradio.com. Pete McMurray, Jay Monzuris, in for Bill and Wendy, who are back tomorrow.
I wonder what they're doing right now. I hope they're listening to the bonus hour. Hey, Bill. Hey, Wendy.
I'm sure Wendy is doing that, yes. We just polished down two slices of Pizzeria
Uno. One for me and one for you. No.
I am a fast eater.
Two for you and one for me.
This is,
you eat two pieces of deep dish pizza, Pete.
Fast, during commercials.
Standing up.
Right.
Yeah.
I come from a large family, so if you don't eat quickly, you don't get any food.
So was it like when you were little and everyone was sitting around the table, or did you have two tables?
We had to eat in shifts. We had a very small house growing up.
You had to eat in shifts? What was it, shifts of four?
We had eight, and then whoever else. It just depends.
And everyone's sitting down, and
one, two, three,
the arms go in the center.
4, 5, 6. Dad was 7, so you could get 6 kids and dad and maybe one at the end, but
and
not
then,
really.
So it was a parent per shift.
Yeah. Mom would stand, eat with the second shift kids. Right.
Why would she stand?
Because our kitchen was so small, it was ridiculous. You put 6 people in this little kitchen around a table.
One bathroom.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the old tables. I'm sure we all have the visual of that bad 70s table.
I love those.
And those,
I think my sister still has one.
Those chairs with like the plastic on them. I just don't get it.
So when you have the food on the table, it gets on the table and every arm reaches in, that's why you need to grab what you're going to grab and eat it.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're missed out.
And you got to eat fast or you can't get seconds. So I'm a fast eater. I always have been.
You always have been. Yeah.
I have.
You ate two. I mean, here's the thing, though. The deep dish pizza is big. It's a lot of food.
Right.
If you just eat one and you let it digest, you'll be full.
I know, but I wanted to have another one. I haven't eaten all day. I was ready for this.
It's only noon.
I know. I feel bad for Jasmine, though, because I'm like, we have deep dish pizza coming in.
She was so excited.
She's like, I just started my diet today, and I won't eat anything until the pizza gets here. And what happened, Jasmine?
Womp, womp, womp. It has mushrooms.
Why can't you just take them off the pizza?
Picky eater. That's me.
Really?
You won't even touch the mushrooms?
Can't do it.
But the mushrooms, if you take them off the pizza, they're no longer on the pizza.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why is that?
Do you still taste them in there?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
You're not a terrible person. Can we make you like mushrooms? I think there's a hypnosis for this.
I don't think they really...
Have, like, gummy worms on the pizza as well, I'll try to do that.
Gummy worms?
Yeah, gummy worms.
On a pizza?
Yeah.
Over mushrooms.
I don't think mushrooms really taste like anything. It's just, is it a texture issue?
Yeah. Just like a texture issue. I can't, I hate it.
But the mushrooms are gone off the pizza when you pick them off. So there's no texture there anymore.
Still, they were there.
If I picked them off without Jazzy seeing it, and I gave her that pizza, would you know that they were once on there?
I would smell it.
You would, okay.
Can you smell mushrooms?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really take the time to even smell the pizza. I just devoured it.
You inhaled it.
There is nothing I won't eat. There's not a food that I don't like.
And that's probably because you grew up with such a large family, you had to eat what you were served.
Right.
Yeah. Jazzy, how do you become a picky eater? Because there's nothing I won't eat either. I'll eat everything. Like
I think it's because my parents are picky eaters. Very picky eaters. Like, they'll take it back, like, and then have a whole fit type of people. Yeah.
Oh, in the restaurant. If there's something wrong, they have the fit.
Oh, wow. Do you have any siblings?
My sister, yes.
Is she picky?
Yeah. I would say so.
Huh.
Remember back in the day...
Pete and I are dumbfounded.
Well, you'd be handed food, and it's like, if you don't eat this, you got to go to bed. This is all you're getting.
One time, my brother unscrewed the top of the pepper, you know, and I put it on my steak, which I was a kid, and all the pepper went on the steak. They scraped it off, and they still made me eat the steak.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's the same thing as picking mushrooms off a pizza.
No, you can get all the pepper off.
I know, but it's wipe it with a napkin,
we
too.
We did. I know. Maybe I was, being picky. I don't remember. Finally, Lou gave in, and I got to leave.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Thank God Charlie McMurray, who's 13, is not picky.
He eats everything.
He likes to cook, though,
so he appreciates the process.
He does. But you know what? That's kind of fallen off the last 2 years.
Oh, the cooking is gone?
Yeah, which kind of bums me out because it was way into it, and we were making these great dinners.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like the end of seventh grade, he's like, ah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That happened fast. Well, let's ask him about it.
Maybe we're gonna get him back into it.
I know, because he was taking off some of the pressure of you and making dinner. I know.
Then you'd experiment with these great dishes, and it's like, this is great.
And he was learning
wonderful
at the
dinner.
Same time.
Right.
What I think is great for kids to learn how to cook. And Jazzy, do you cook?
No, microwave.
Microwave everything.
Everything.
If I gave you a cookbook, could you make a recipe?
Millennial.
Yeah, probably could. I'm just the process, everything.
So not interesting to you?
Just not interesting.
Really? I would spend my entire day cooking all day. I spend 3 days cooking, and I don't want to eat any of it. I want to watch somebody eat it.
You are so my mother.
I don't know how that happened.
I met my mother in another woman that I work with.
It's me.
Yes.
Why? Because she would cook all day.
That's what my mom does. Yeah. And for her, it's like her hobby.
Yes,
because she'll see a dish on TV and she'll make it until she perfects it.
I read, like people will read a book. I read a recipe book.
Yeah.
I will take a full-on book and read it as if I'm reading a literature.
There is a room in my mother's basement. And there is a box, you know, a storage room, a box filled with magazines, Better Homes and Gardens. And she will not throw them away because she wants to keep the recipe.
So what I did with those is I ripped out the recipe and laminated that particular piece of
paper.
You
would think a normal person would do that.
And then I put it in a binder.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
No, I mean, no normal person would pull out 10 different, like, food and whatever magazines. I mean, I don't know what I was doing, but I pulled out all these pages and I went to, like, the Kinko's and I laminated it. This is in the early 90s. And I wanted to have all these recipes, but why would I laminate them? Just put them in a folder.
No, because they last forever. And laminating was so fun. It was so expensive, though.
I was really bored.
I mean, you could laminate something for, like, a, you know.
Who laminates?
2 cents. I still laminate. you know, yes, I do.
Where do you laminate things?
I got a guy.
If you need a laminating guy, I got a guy.
You
text him every day.
But back in the 90s, if you wanted to laminate like a piece of paper, it would cost...
$1.50.
$15.
By the way, I was working in radio at the time in Phoenix, and I got laid off my job, and I was on my way back to Chicago, so I spent some time not working between here. I was maybe going to go to L.A., and in that time is when I got into this whole laminating my recipe cake. I'm spending all these $1.50 on one piece of laminate, and I didn't even have a job.
I used to... laminate everything.
You do.
Everything. I'd get a picture of me and my buddies, and I'd blow it up, you know, like 11 by 19 and laminate it.
It's in your basement now, right?
Yes. I'm not going to throw it away. I paid good money for that.
That's why I still have my cookbook.
Why would you do that, though? Why would you laminate an 11 by 19 picture that was done from a printer at Kinko's back in 1992?
You probably didn't have a job either.
So dumb.
You needed something else to do with your time.
The dumb things we used to do.
I still have my laminated cookbook. In fact, I want to show Betty Ann, your mom, so that maybe we can, you know, lighten up the load a little bit.
Do you go back? Because you're Greek, you hoard everything. You go back and actually use the recipes?
There are some that I never have looked at. But there's like this really great marinara recipe that has stains on it because I've used it so much. But those recipes I use are pulled out of the book. They're still laminated, but they now sit in a folder. So there's maybe five out of a binder of, I don't know, 300.
Jeez.
I know. I told you I was
300 pages laminated?
Yes.
Wow.
This is what I was trying to get at.
You had some serious time on your hands.
In between jobs, spending money that way.
That's some serious stuff right there.
Yeah.
How come you don't share recipes with me?
I don't know.
I struggle. My wife doesn't cook. God bless her. I love my wife. And she's a working mother and she's very busy.
Yeah.
And I get home earlier. I cook.
Yeah.
So I need ideas.
Pete, you know what? So I like the handmade thing, right? So to give as a gift, one of the things I love to do is give something handmade along with something store-bought. So what I gave to my brother and his wife at their engagement party, I got all my mom's recipes. So ones that she typed on a typewriter and ones that she wrote by hand.
Yeah.
And then ones that were like specifically in a book, I photocopied them and then I put them with sheets of fancy paper underneath them. And then I put them not laminated, but in, you know, pages, like clear pages.
Right.
And I made them a Manzura's family recipe book. I should share that with you because you would love it because there's great recipes like stuffed peppers and like a mushroom chicken that Jazzy would hate.
What was Barbara's favorite recipe to make back in the day? Your mother.
She loved the Berghoff's cream spinach. You remember Berghoff's, the restaurant?
Yeah, she of course.
The recipe was in the Tribune, so she would always be cutting out recipes from the Tribune and send them to me. But I find them still in all of her recipe books. She loved to make that Berghoff spinach every Christmas we had it.
Really?
And you know what else she did? Is she, through all the years, she would plan parties. She would write who's coming, what the menu is, and then there would be all the items that were on the menu. So I have saved those menus since 1974. She's written them down. She put them in. I know this is where the hoarder part comes. But she saved them all. So I like to go back and see what kind of menu she planned, and then I'll go find that recipe that she used.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really great to go back and repeat a menu. So it's everything from...
Which justifies your hoarding.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It works.
She got rid of everything else except anything she hand wrote.
Back in the day,
I'm going to share that with you.
My mother used to have some go-to dishes that we love. Mm. She would make homemade noodles and beef. Beef and noodles mixed together.
That's easy for
it's
kids.
It's simple.
You know, so my mom had a very similar, was her mother made it because when she was growing up, and it's noodles and beef, when they were growing up in the Depression, it was hard to feed a big family. And
right.
So they would make this like, this gumbo type of thing, but it was beef and noodles, and it would, they say, with Worcestershire and green peppers, and they say it would feed all the mouths, so you can make that ground beef go a little bit further, which is probably why your mom did the beef and noodles, because you had so many kids.
Because my grandmother came from that Depression era, which was her mother, Grandma Teresa, and, you know, we had all those recipes. How about meatloaf? We had meatloaf all the time.
Kurt loves meatloaf.
Well,
I don't love meatloaf unless it's covered in bacon.
She used to make meatloaf and put ketchup on the top and let the ketchup bake in.
Yes, of course. You still do that.
Ketchup is all sugar, so that sugar is just baking into the meatloaf. No wonder we loved it.
And now you put bacon on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Bacon, and then sometimes she would make a meatloaf with cheese in the middle.
Oh, that's good. We didn't.
I loved meatloaf.
You know, it's funny. I remember so I have a sister that's, 20 years older than us. So she would babysit me and my brother when it was New Year's Eve and my mom and dad were going out or they were going to a dinner dance. And I remember going to my sister Maria's house. I thought Maria was the best cook on the planet. And we would have salad. We would have mac and cheese. And I thought, this is so amazing. And then I grew up and found out she was making Kraft macaroni and cheese out of a box. And she just had like a little bit of iceberg lettuce. But it was Maria. The best meal I ever had in my life.
Of course. To this day, I can't eat pork roast because we had it so much as a kid. I hate it. I hate pork roast. I hate it.
Does your mom still cook it?
I hope not.
She probably does.
I don't think so.
Who does she cook for now?
She loves cooking.
I know, but she's home by herself.
You know, around the holidays, she'll cook. And Sunday dinner, people still come over, and she'll cook during the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
She cooks for herself.
She still cooks and freezes everything. So when I go back to Peoria, which hopefully will happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks, she'll have, like, frozen grape leaves, okay? And frozen, like, she makes this lentil dish, which is fantastic, and she knows I love it. She'll freeze it.
Yeah.
In Tupperware.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So she'll do it ahead of time. And I think you freeze everything. That's why your freezer's got to be big. And you got to save the Tupperware.
Is that a Depression era thing, too?
Maybe, but
we freeze everything and pickle everything.
Yeah, it's great.
Why is that?
I don't know, but I made this, talking about Tupperware, and it wasn't Tupperware. It was just like the things that you get when you buy olives or you buy something at the bar, at the grocery store, and you buy soup, and it comes in these clear plastic containers. Well,
and
I
you
save
keep
them.
Those. Of
so, but I
do.
Made this beef. It was my mom's recipe, handwritten, and I was like trying to read it, but it was beef and barley stew.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago. It was so good, but I put it on these little like, can't in a container so that Kurt could take it to work. And he comes home. He's like, I had my beef soup, whatever. I'm like, where are the containers? He's like, oh, I threw them out. I'm like, no, I love those containers.
Oh, gosh.
He's like, you got them from the grocery store.
Right. You know you can buy those at Costco.
Oh.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah. They have everything over at Costco. Definitely.
Oh. And they get stained. I know, you got to throw them away.
312-981-7200. Also, that's our text line if you want to send some text messages. Yeah. That reminds me, I need to go to Costco and kind of load up on some holiday stuff.
Are you going
to
get more pumpkin pie?
Of course.
Oh. Do they sell it for Christmas? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they sell it.
So you're going to go to Costco and load up on more stuff for
the holidays.
Okay. Like booze and things?
Yeah. You can never have enough Tito's vodka.
So do you
paper products.
So what are you doing for Christmas?
I am going to my sister's in Naperville.
What do you bring?
I bring a case of water because you always need water.
That's a good idea.
I'll bring some wine and we may make a dish or I'll bring a dessert.
Okay.
We'd make an appetizer.
And then, so, and then does everybody, do they
everybody
say, like,
in.
You bring an appetizer,
yes.
You bring a drink,
yes.
You bring wine?
Yeah.
That's kind of, so we go to our cousins in Schererville, Indiana, but Kurt is bringing, we're bringing the Coquito.
What is that?
It is the most amazing drink. It's like, I don't know, it's a sweet, kind of creamy
the
coconut.
Coquito or mojito?
Coquito.
Coquito.
Yeah, coquito.
Okay.
I can't, I don't know. I
don't
know
what's in it.
Coconut milk and condensed milk and some kind of booze.
See, that's all, it's already
cinnamon.
Too much work for me.
No, it's so
yeah,
delicious.
You got the milk thing going.
It's
plus, you're going to be
frothy.
Eating all day.
Oh, it's so great.
I don't know.
No, it's good.
Is it warm or cold?
It's cold. It's cold. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know the recipe. It's up to Kurt, but I want to know about Coquito because I drink it. I'm going to look it up.
Every year when we go to my sister's, my brother has my grandmother's recipe for homemade fudge. And I'm telling you, it's the greatest fudge ever. I eat it once a year. I'm not a chocolate guy.
Does he make it?
Yeah. Brother Mark. He perfected the recipe. I can't believe it. Every single year he makes it. And it's very simple. It doesn't have that many ingredients, but he brings it to my sister's every year, and I just go to town.
Seriously. I do like some nice fudge. I would give that as gifts. Coquito is egg yolks, rum, condensed milk, coconut milk, and vanilla. And it's Puerto Rican.
Huh.
So good.
I've never had it.
Mix it all together, put it in the refrigerator, drink it cold.
Okay.
Frothy and yummy.
Do I take a break before Judy? All right. Let's take a break, and we'll talk to Judy Pilak and the news coming up next on 720 WGNRadio.com. It's interesting. People are walking by the studios here, the Skyline Studios, and they're staring in, and I'm waving. I thought they're staring at me.
Pizza.
We have the Heisman Trophy in here.
Oh, the Heisman Trophy.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Judy, that's the Heisman Trophy,
yeah,
the actual Heisman.
Yeah, I'm aware. John, I've seen it before.
Johnny Lattner, 1953. I have to take it back to Fenwick High School.
You get it
today.
Every year.
I do.
Yeah.
Right around
I'm
this time.
I'm
high-fiving
him.
Yeah, you can high-five him. You're going to do news, and we're going to talk a little bit.
All right.
Okay. WGNRadio.com. It's Pete McMurray and Jane Monsouris. Bill and Wendy are back tomorrow. We're back in here next Monday,
next
too.
Next Monday, yeah.
Yes.
So what that means is that Bill and Wendy are having three-day weekends. Maybe four. I don't know.
Boy, that's nice.
I know.
Nice.
I'm actually really happy for them. When I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, they're like relaxed and they don't have to go to work today. They're having a nice weekend, an extended weekend.
Wendy sent me a few text messages on Friday. She's like, I'm glad that you two are filling in for us. I'm like, that was very sweet.
Yeah.
Judy Pilak, we were talking about drinks around the holidays. What was yours called, Jane? A Coquito?
Coquito. It's like a Puerto Rican eggnog.
Like a mojito, but a coquito?
Coquito.
Coquito.
Interesting.
So good. It's rum and vanilla.
Yeah.
Do you have
cinnamon.
A special drink that you like to have over the holidays?
I my pretty father much carry through my drinks all year long. Anything vodka?
Martini?
You know what? No, I take it back. I do tend to drink like more, what's the liqueur? The
rum chata?
The brown one. No. God, no. And if I get one more bottle of that.
Rum chata.
No, the other one. The
I know Bailey's.
The other one, though. No. We're on the right track.
Okay.
Kahlua.
Kahlua.
I could do.
Yeah.
I know, but you know what you have to do is you have to put it in a blender and blend it.
With the
coquito. I learned that in Mexico. Mm-hmm.
What are you're blending it with?
Well, you could do like a white Russian,
yes.
Or a black Russian and just blend it.
Yes.
It's so much better.
So good.
Yeah. A lot of calories, guys.
Hey, it's the holidays.
Yeah. I know.
Nothing counts.
We were at Butch
really,
McGuire's.
Really, Mr. Two Pieces of Pizza? That's calories there.
Deep dish that I scarfed down in 30 seconds.
Now he's complaining during the room. Yeah. Oh,
we were at. We were at Butch McGuire's on Friday.
The best holiday place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I brought the Heisman in. We're eight guys having a good time. And then the shots started coming.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, I'm married. I got a kid. We don't do shots anymore.
Then did you go downstairs and dance after that?
I
love the downstairs and
right?
dance party after
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
that's the best.
I have the app so I can play the jukebox from my phone. So I'm playing music, and we got the Heisman at the bar. We're at Butch McGuire's.
Did you hold it up high? Because it's really heavy.
No, I didn't want to drop it. So we laid it on the bar, and then people start buying shots. It's called Christmas in Your Mouth. Ooh. So it's like a peppermint. It's like a green thing.
Yum.
You know, it's one of those.
Why? What's the alcohol?
I don't know.
It's probably like.
It really hit me the next day. Let me tell you.
Peppermint.
Schnapps?
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. It was some of that.
Yuck.
But they kept buying those because that's their thing around the holidays, Christmas
that
in your mind.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. It was fine.
Yeah. Huh. You got to do it.
I love shots. I drink slow.
You?
So shot, I tend to do shots every few drinks just to keep up with everyone. Because I drink too slow.
Will you drink any shot or does it have to be a specific?
No, it has to be a very, I don't want to taste the alcohol shot.
Okay.
Like people always say, why do you need to do whiskey? I hate whiskey, but except for the honey whiskey.
Right.
Oh. Which is delicious.
Yeah.
See, I love whiskey, but I don't want to drink a glass of whiskey. I want to do a little sipper shot of whiskey.
Yeah, you can't really downing a whiskey as if, you know, you have a toothache.
Yeah. Or a gunshot back in the day.
John Wayne.
Don't you just pour it on
there? Yes, you pour it on the wound and then in your mouth.
And if it's, and then you rub it on your gum.
I was actually thinking about the Old West when I said that.
Right. How about eggnog? We used to have an eggnog party every year.
Coquito is.
Really?
Coquito is a Puerto Rican eggnog. It just has a different flavor. It's condensed milk. It's vanilla. It's coconut. It's just like what you were saying with the Kahlua.
No, not really. Eggnog, yuck.
No, it's not.
I wish the word
like
egg wasn't in there.
I know.
I just wish that it just sounds bad, so I'm turned off by it.
Right. Why? You don't like
eggs? It's called eggnog.
Right.
Raw or scrambled, they do not belong in a drink.
Right. I know, but it doesn't really taste like eggs, right?
I know. No, I'm saying, though, it psychs me out when I hear it.
Just call it nog.
Nog, gulag or whatever that stuff's
called. Well,
you
mix it with booze, and that was my point. We'd have a party every year. My father would make this big batch, and everybody from the neighborhood would come over, and they'd get hammered, and it'd be 5 in the afternoon, and everybody would pass out.
Okay, well, you're convincing me now.
Yeah.
Don't just skip over the egg in your head. Call it the nog.
And the day drinking I love.
Yeah, I'm all about the day drinking.
Yeah, then you go right to sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel great the next morning.
Yes.
Because you've gotten your 8 hours.
Exactly.
I know.
Something about day drinking that...
We started day drinking on Friday. That was my idea. I'm like, guys, we're going to get the Heisman. We're going to go bar hopping. We're at Butch McGuire's by 6 o'clock. I'm like, this is great. I'll be home by 9.
And what time did you get home?
Midnight. I got home at 2 o'clock
in
the morning.
Where else did you go?
Nowhere.
Everywhere. The Lodge.
Oh, so you did hop. Okay.
We went everywhere.
I love the Lodge, too.
The Lodge was great.
But the problem is day drinking is what you just said.
Yeah.
And we go out, we day drink, and I think, oh, I'm going to be home by 8, I'll be sleeping by 9, this is fabulous, and I get home at 3 in the morning, 4
yeah, so
in the morning.
You cannot,
I can't
you
stop.
You can't call it day drinking now either. Once you do that, you're just partying, really, party hardy.
You got to have a heart out.
Yeah, day drinking, you got to be in bed by
early.
8.
Yes.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That's
and you got to start, what time does the day drinking start? 3?
I started at noon.
What? Oh, wow.
But then noon. I don't go till 8. At
no,
noon,
you go
then,
to
I'm,
6.
Then I'm, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So it just, you can, only a couple hours for day drinking.
What's your first drink at noon? Is it a Saturday?
A Bloody.
Sure. Okay.
Hello. Right. Bloody Mary with
Bloody Mary.
Well, it's wintertime. I don't know if it was a hot toddy. One of those? Do you guys
no,
like those?
No, the Bloody Mary works always.
Okay.
For a summer, because you don't really feel like you're drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really good.
Yeah, but you can only have one of those, and then you have to move on to something else.
Yeah. Or 5.
and then I move on to a nice champagne.
I'm not drinking champagne at 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, I'm drinking champagne right now if you gave it to me.
Now, well, if you mix it with orange juice, you can drink it in the morning.
Wow.
Next year, Bloody Mary.
You guys get after it.
Yeah.
What is in a hot toddy again? Remind me. Do you guys read?
Whiskey.
Yeah.
And
it's something, is it cider? Is it just whiskey
it
and cider, and it's just warmed
it was
up?
Tea.
I don't know. I love it.
That smells fermented to me too. Yeah, it probably is cider.
You don't like that?
Oh, well, let's see.
Warm. I don't want a warm drink. Come on.
Sometimes
I don't mind a warm drink.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Bourbon, lemon juice.
All right.
Honey. And hot water.
That
so it's like tea.
Good,
it's like
actually.
A tea. So it's bourbon, mild honey, lemon juice. Yeah, and hot water. Delicious.
Interesting.
I'd have that right now.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's warm.
And it's after 12 o'clock, Jane, so you're good on a Monday.
I think this is a really good idea.
I have events every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday through the entire month. It's hard.
I know.
Being popular.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I hear you.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Can we talk about the fact that you're retiring?
I'm not retiring.
She is not.
Oh my
God.
I'm going to wear a sign. So, I'm leaving, but I'm not retiring. I'm on to a new adventure.
I get a text message from my fiance, Kurt, who you don't know. He doesn't know you. And he's driving with his knee, and he's like, oh, my gosh, Jeannie Bialik is retiring. And I'm like, what? And I wrote back. I'm like, no way. I'm like, well, how do you know this? I'm like, how? And then you guys were talking about the radio. Oh, he was okay. Obviously listening.
Yeah.
But he knew that it was a big enough deal that he needed to text
me.
Oh,
that's funny.
And I haven't seen
you
since.
You're a big deal.
Yeah.
And you it's, are. Thank you. I believe I am as well. You know that. But it's funny that everyone says it that way. Even my family. Well, when you retire, I'm like, I'm not retiring. I still am going to work. That wasn't the point.
Got it.
Point was that I feel the need to do something else.
Good
I feel
for
like
you.
I have something else to do. Uh-huh. Let me put it that way.
Good
yeah?
for you.
Yes. And I will. I mean, I am close to retirement, like maybe 8 years, I'm thinking. Maybe even six. So I don't have much time left to do whatever that is right. that I need to do.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Don't tell people that you're close to retirement or you have a senior in college because you look much younger.
Thank you.
I'm serious. You've never looked better.
I'm really tired. When I bend down now, it's hard to get up. I know what you mean, though.
And yoga.
I like going to bed at 8.
Do more yoga. You'll be fine.
No, thank you. I feel so. Well, you know. What do they say? 50's the new 30
yeah,
or 60
sure.
or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh,
good.
Yeah. No,
good
I, and know. I'm, you know, all my friends at this age, I mean, we're close to 60. It's blows my mind when I think of that number.
Right.
Because no, I feel like I'm still in my 30s.
Isn't it weird that all of a sudden you say how old you are?
Yeah.
I said it the other day. I was like, ooh, am I really that old? I'm like, who said that?
The only good part of that is I'm like, oh,
I remembered.
I can retire soon.
Yeah,
well,
I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, go live on a lake with a boat.
Everybody has a number in their head how old they are. What's your number?
Probably 45.
What? Really?
What?
Jane? How old are you in
36.
Your head? 36. Wow, you guys are old. I'm 27 in my melon.
Wow.
27.
36.
You're delusional. We're
I
at
am.
Least, you know, yeah. honest about, yeah.
Because people would look at you and say, oh, you're 45, yeah. and they would look at me and say, oh, you're 36.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would not look at you. Well, you know what? You do look pretty darn young.
Well, I think of myself as I could still yeah. play
go,
basketball.
Go with 32.
And,
go with 32.
Yeah. 32? Okay.
Yeah, I think 32 is
34.
What? 34. Stop it.
No, 34 is a good number. Yeah. I don't know why. People who say they're 34, I like them.
Yeah.
You like them.
Maybe okay. something good happened to me when I was 34 and I don't
right.
remember, because I'm too old to remember.
So how do you wake up? What is this a long process of saying, I want to do something else? Or is it one weekend? You're like, I think I'm going to leave and do something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm not that rash. Sort of, but not that.
So you bad. Thought about it for
so
a while.
So I've been thinking about it for a while because, I love what I do. I have the best job. I am at the top of my career. So
right?
That's what I think blows a lot of minds.
Right, yeah.
But for me, it's about, I love it. I've been doing it for 32 years. I do some other things. The Goodbye Girl.
Yep.
I do, you know, yeah. I fill in hosting,
yeah.
which I love.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's kind of the same. I'm doing the same thing. And so, yeah, for the past maybe 2 years, I've just been restless, let me say. Not bored, but restless.
Right.
So,
like
when
there's
this,
something else out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a son who's graduating from college, so I'm done with college. I'm in a good spot. I've already downsized my house a couple years ago. I'm in a small, you know what I mean? Everything just seems to
feels
fit.
Good. Yeah.
It just was the minute they said it, and they said it in passing here. I mean, I don't think anyone's more shocked than WGN. But no, I was like, oh, well, I want to hear that deal. And then when I did, I said, I'll take that deal.
Wow.
So that was kind of more, I didn't think very, because they didn't give you very long to think about it. And I think that's what really shocks people. I haven't been talking about it. I haven't
right.
been saying,
but
yeah.
in your head, you've been thinking
in
about
my
it for
head,
a while.
When I go to bed at night and think about, you know, Bidet, I've been thinking about it a long time. I just haven't been verbalizing it. So I think it's just been a big shock to
yeah,
a lot
okay,
of people.
And why would you? You're not going to come around and be like, so
right.
I'm thinking I want to
yeah.
maybe try to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm sipping my vodka
right,
at
right.
noon.
And it was almost like timing, too, because then this came up.
It's all timing.
Yeah.
It's all timing. It just, yeah, because I'm not close enough to retiring. I'm just not.
Right.
Financially, everything, nothing. I don't feel the need either. So that wasn't it. It was just about wanting to do, I don't know, I have something else in me.
You know, good for you, because a lot of people wouldn't do that. They would just write
it
out until the bitter end.
Yep. And you know what? I said this before in the air. A bit, not the main part, but a big part was to show my children, my boys, that, and my daughter, that, That's not always the best thing to do, to ride it out.
Right.
I could coast for the next 8 years,
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes it's important to take risks. Life is short.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have always, this is a community service job we all do, really,
yeah,
when you get down to it. But I feel the need to really get in the trenches a little bit, to really do something maybe that, either that or I'll go with my first love, which is acting, and then I'll do nothing for the world except
and fulfill your
make
own dreams.
Tons of money and yeah, be on stage and yeah, have everyone look at me. Which, you know.
And you got to do it all while you can.
Exactly.
If you want to do it, do it.
Yeah.
You could do like 7 different things. You could do anything you want.
I might be working at Dunkin' Donuts.
You could be.
You just never know.
If you're happy, you're
Starbucks
happy.
Starbucks has
if
got great
happy,
benefits.
You're happy. Yep. Oh, do they?
Do you think they do?
I'm a Dunkin' girl. Darn it.
They probably have good benefits too.
Do you two think about your legacy? What's your legacy in life? Or is that a guy thing?
I think it's more about my kids.
Because you want to set a good example?
I think if you have kids, then you think, what can I leave behind for my kids?
Well, or I feel like my legacy is, a lot of it is wrapped up with them. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do now? I feel like I've done a lot, and now let's see what have I taught you, and what are you going to do?
See, I have a 13-year-old, and I'm trying to teach him charity, how we need to volunteer and help more people.
Yeah.
So we're at that age right now.
So
yes.
So important.
Yeah.
My 21-year-old, who's more, you know, my middle one is he's an artist. So, but Luke, he's a business major, and he's about making money and
right,
about things.
Yep.
But he says to us once in a while, God, I hate you guys for making me care.
That's huge.
Yes,
because he doesn't want to care, but he does deep down.
Socially,
he will always be that way. So he as he grows in business and career, he could be ruthless and he could be this tough guy, and people will be scared of him. Whatever happens, like he could be this big successful man, but deep down, in the center, in the core,
he knows what's right
and he cares, and that's huge.
It's huge. That's me. I'm done. Done. I've raised him exactly.
Good work.
I love that.
Why can't you be successful in business, make a lot of money, and care?
But
I think it's a facade.
That's what helps the world go around.
And I think it's a facade sometimes, as those successful people are growing into who they become. They're always deep down they care. It's just a facade that everybody else thinks, like, oh, they're so mean, but they're really not.
Right.
It's just the people on the outer circle that don't know them.
And see, that's kind of where I'm at a little bit. I talk a big talk all the time about, you know, charity and giving your time and helping. And I'm like, you know what, Judy? You don't really go out and do it. I do, but not to the extent that I feel I should. So hopefully I'll have
time. You'll do more of that.
Yes.
I think we all struggle with that, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of guilt.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of guilt.
Yeah. Well, and because it's about walking the walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're
not just
it,
talking,
you better do
yes.
It. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm a real preachy. You know, I can just preach with the best of them, but when was the last time I got down there and did that?
But then when you do it, don't you feel great?
Yes.
You do
always.
You give somebody something, you go volunteer, you do something. In the beginning, you're like, I don't want to do it.
There's never a downside.
No,
never.
You're done and you feel great.
Yes. Yeah. Always. And you learn something new every time about
I gotta
the
go
world.
Volunteer.
And I think it gives us pause. You have to just kind of step back at life, because we're all running around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a rat race.
Yes.
That's all we do. We run and we hustle.
Yeah. And lately, it's so, you know, with the climate we live in, and I'm by that I mean political.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it earlier. Everybody's angry.
Oh, just be kind. Yeah. Oh my gosh, just be nice. That's the first step.
Yeah. We had a book that the Pope wrote. And
I was listening.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so inspirational.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get that.
Jane was talking about the book and she started tearing up on the air. And then I'm tearing up
It tugs at your heartstrings. Like, it's just a book you pick up. The stories are short enough that you can sit down and read it. And it's not like a big commitment.
Right.
But by the end of this little 2-paragraph story about this person and what they endured, you've just learned a lesson.
Yeah.
And you're better for it.
Yep.
So, but that's what I love about it is that we would talk about the elders, and I people love babies. I love to go to senior centers because those people have so much knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be around an elder.
And they love to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
No one ever asks them.
And nobody wants to listen.
Right.
Yeah.
I love hearing those stories.
I know.
Wow, I'm feeling kind of sentimental right now with you two.
Go out and do something good for the world.
I'm trying. We had a charity fundraiser this weekend. Yeah.
You know what I would suggest, which is what I'm going to do too, is because it is difficult. There's so much. I always suggest go with, like, you know, do Catholic Charities. Go to some group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, that,
see what they
that,
need.
Yeah, that,
yeah,
you know, that piques your interest, whatever, and then they can put you in the right direction. Because it's hard to just go on and say, well, I'm going to go feed the homeless today.
Right.
Well,
right.
Where do you do that? I mean...
Yeah, there's plenty of organizations.
Oh,
there's plenty of organizations that need volunteers.
Yep.
And if you don't want to go during the holidays, it's super busy. They want volunteers during the week, like in the middle of the summer, to help them with the books. Like,
absolutely.
They always need somebody to help.
What was Monsignor's name we had in?
Monsignor Mike Boland. I just actually had dinner with him. He's the president of the Catholic Charities. And he was one of the people, why I'm saying this, is he said, because my sister's retiring, he said, well, we always need help. Like, if you're sitting at home and you're retired, or you're looking for something else to do and you want to help, it's not just holidays. It's all year round. They're always looking for somebody. And that's not just Catholic Church. It's all these organizations.
So many. So many. You should have no problem finding something to
occupy your time.
Yeah,
all
occupy
these,
your time helping people.
The cancer
people
fundraisers and everything.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to go and do something today.
And I have an affinity for, you know, kids, like foster kids and that.
Yeah.
I always am drawn to that, so I'm going to try to do something there, and especially a little bit older. The older kids, especially around the holidays, it makes me tugging at your exactly.
They
and they've been in the system so long, and they've never had a family, and
it's hard.
Yeah. So you're gonna do maybe you say you're still gonna work, right? So maybe you're gonna be an actress. It'll be a part time gig so that you can spend the other half time volunteering.
Right.
I'm just trying to pick away at what we're gonna.
That's my plan A.
We are. I like how you said we are gonna plan this.
Plan
for
B is getting just a full time job and working.
Right.
You know, doing something I love. And plan C is, you know, I might be sitting on the couch in my robe with a vodka.
Well, that's fine. For the first couple weeks.
Me, whoever invented vodka, God bless them.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Just maybe a month, give myself that. And
sure, absolutely.
Then I'll have to start getting up before noon.
Do you take a
trip? I'd like to clean out the house.
It's so funny.
When's your last day here?
It's the 21st.
Okay,
so
the 21st.
2 weeks.
So do you go
December?
On vacation?
Yes, because then I'm off. I had already scheduled my vacation, but then I'm going to the Cayman Islands in January because I'm going to need to sit on a beach again with a vodka,
right?
And that will be a tropical drink. And think about what I want to do. Right? Mm. Where better to do that than Grand Cayman?
Absolutely. Yeah, room in the suitcase.
There's nothing better than leaving and going to a beach in January or February from Chicago, and it recharges you. I'm serious.
Because it'll be what a letdown when I leave, but then back up and then crash sometime in January. I'll be calling crying.
Yeah. What did I do?
You're
looking at dirty snow outside your house. You're like, oh man, I could be at work
now. What did I do with my life? You have to plan something in February to give you something to look forward to.
Oh,
any psychologist or psychiatrist would tell you that.
Exactly. Well, we've got Valentine's Day. I'll just start to hop on the holidays.
You can
Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you just
something to look forward to.
Start being a crafter. That's what they do. They start going to start making things for the holidays. That keeps them very busy.
Oh my gosh.
Can she make money off that?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Etsy. You've heard of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm
start
the goodbye
selling girl.
Stuff.
God knows what I can do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
By the way, I still will be the goodbye girl.
I was just going to ask you, so
I'm
you keep that gig.
That little gig, absolutely.
What a great
company. Can I tell you about what I made with goodbye? I went to buy stuff, and I got an old candlestick. I got some PVC. I got some dishes, and I made a candelabra.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I know. Well, I mean, you could have just kept the candlestick, but I turned it into something
else. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You repurposed, which is so huge. Recycling, repurposing.
Right.
Reuse. I like to call it
upcrafting.
I always
upcycle.
Turn the conversation into DIYing. Yeah.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
Do. I can't believe it. We were talking about Judy's retirement,
well,
and you wrapped it up into a craft.
Actually, I'm going to switch on. That's really my plan A, is if I could do something like that, I would be in heaven.
The upcrafting?
Yeah. Any
oh
kind
gosh.
Of in that field, yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, I go. Goodwill is like my favorite place to go.
Right.
I know people think I just say that because I'm the goodbye girl. No, I've been going there my whole life. I love Goodwill.
So you know what else I did? I found two skirts, like two sort of circle skirts from Goodwill, and I cut them up and I sewed them together and I made a cape.
What?
Yeah. It's
what a great idea.
Cute.
Well,
but
hold on a second.
Hold on, I'm writing
where
this
are
down.
You wearing a cape?
Well, capes were the newest fashion trend this fall, Pete. If you
women are wearing capes?
I did a bright pink skirt, and then I did like a houndstooth skirt, and you keep the waistband.
Oh, my gosh.
And they both have up the front their buttons. So you do one on the outside and one on the inside, and it just becomes a cute like cape. And it's a little nod to the 1950s fashion of a neckline from back then.
No, capes have never gone out of style. Yeah. Capes are always in style.
And if you're wearing a dress, you might want to just have something over your shoulders. I'll show you a picture of it. Yeah. I'm at the Goodwill. I'm the girl that's buying something, and what are you buying? Well, I'm going to make this because I want to make this.
Yeah, that's me.
That's why I'm late for everything, because I'm always making something.
Do you have a picture of yourself with a cape on your phone? I'd like to see it.
I do.
Okay.
Absolutely, I do.
All right.
Yeah.
Judy, we love you.
Thank you. Seriously, you're one of my favorite people here.
You're always happy, and it's always nice to see you.
Oh, thank you. And I will always be WGN. Let's face it. This is my family.
Of course.
I mean, I'm like, oh, my God, I got married here. I had all my kids here. I had cancer here. I survived here.
Right. You're
a cancer survivor. Everything big in my life has happened here, so it's not like I'm just going to walk away. Believe me.
Wow.
She'll be
back.
Oh, baby.
Judy Pilak, everybody.
You know what's cool? Now you can come back and you'll do special guest appearances.
Right?
And everyone will be like, oh, my God, you're back.
I know.
I'll be so great on your show.
Let me know. Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, wow.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Wow.
Is that it? Are we done? Or do we have to play another commercial? That's it? I just wrap her up? Oh, we have another commercial break. All right. We'll take a break and be back after these. It's WGNRadio.com. All right. That does it for us. Bill and Wendy are back tomorrow. Jazzy, thank you.
I feel bad that we had mushrooms on the pizza.
So next week we have to bring her food. Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll bring you food next Monday.
Cool.
Well,
yeah.
Nothing with mushrooms.
Name it.
Mac and cheese.
Can't do it.
Oh, mac and cheese. Is good.
Mac and cheese is everything.
Out of the box?
Chain just showed me a picture of a cape.
Those are the two skirts made into a cape. Jazzy, I'll show you later.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.